Amid unabated warmongering from Indian politicians in step with the rampant war hysteria stirred up by their media following the Pahalgam incident, the U.S. Vice President said on Thursday Washington hoped India's response does not lead to a broader regional conflict. J.D. Vance, who was touring India when the Pahalgam killings took place, made the statement in a TV interview days after Prime Minister Narendra Modi reportedly told his country's armed forces that they had the complete operational freedom to decide on the mode, targets and timing of our response. However, the Pakistani leadership has warned of retaliation to any military escalation from the Indian side, with Army Chief General Azam Munir saying, "Let there be no ambiguity, any military misadventure by India will be met with a swift, resolute, and notch-up response." New Delhi appears to have failed to win the international community to its side as it sought to implicate Pakistan in the Pahalgam incident with offering a shred of evidence. Vance's statement has angered the India media, with Times of India writing U.S. backstabs India, shields Pakistan. Our hope here is that India responds to this terrorist attack in a way that doesn't lead to a broader regional conflict, the U.S. vice president said in an interview on Fox News' special report with Brett Byer show. And we hope, frankly, that Pakistan, to the extent that they're responsible, cooperates with India to make sure that the terrorists sometimes operating in their territory are hunted down and dealt with, Vance added. Pakistan has already offered a neutral, transparent, and credible investigation into what has happened in the base Arun Meadows of Pahalgam on April 22. At the same time, Islamabad has also denounced India for a pattern of exploitation by leveling baseless allegations and false accusations without credible investigation or verifiable evidence. Earlier, Washington had urged India and Pakistan to work with each other to de-escalate tensions and arrive at a responsible solution. The U.S. State Department has said it was in touch with the nuclear-armed Asian neighbors at multiple levels, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio held calls on Wednesday with Indian Foreign Minister Jaishankar and Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. European Union. The international community has stepped up diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. EU High Representative for Foreign Policy and Security Kaya Kallas telephoned Foreign Minister Ishak Dar and Indian External Affairs Minister Jaishankar to discuss the situation. "I urge both sides to show restraint and pursue dialogue to ease the situation. Escalation helps no one," the EU Foreign Policy Chief wrote on X. "I spoke to both Dr. S. Jaishankar and Ishak Dar today, Friday, to convey these messages.